Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing texting is a tool to set up dates. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing texting is a tool to set up dates. So something that I find when I speak to people is that a lot of people over text, and I'm of course meaning this in regarding to wanting a relationship. So whether or not you have been in a relationship before with somebody, so you know, you could be in a position where you've never been in a relationship before and you want to start dating, or maybe you are an ex of this person, so maybe you was dumped by them, or maybe you dumped them yourself and then you've changed your mind. At the end of the day, if it gets to the stage of texting, you need to remember what the goal in mind is. And the goal in mind is to have a relationship. So the short-term goal is to go on physical dates. So if you can remember this, then it becomes a lot easier. Texting is a tool to set up dates. It is not a place to have a relationship. You can't have a relationship on your phone. You can't have a true relationship that's purely online. You know, even long distance relationships need an eventual closing of space. You need to be seeing each other in person, having dates. So if you're at the texting stage, and if you've never been in a relationship before, then this has probably been because you've met somewhere else and you've exchanged numbers, or maybe you go to a club, a group, or a class, and therefore you've kind of got to know somebody that way, and maybe you know their social media and you're messaging in that respect, then of course texting is going to feel a very natural way to start to get to know somebody. But you need to make sure you don't lose attraction, because if you over text, if you keep things just within the confines of your phone, then you are not having a true relationship, and this can really stagnate to the point of where they lose interest. If this is regarding an ex, then things are slightly different in how you get to this stage. So if you've been dumped, then I suggest that you do not contact your ex again until you hear from them first. So if you've been dumped, then you wouldn't be at the texting stage until they have contacted you first. But then again, you know, you're now at the texting stage. If you was in a relationship and you dumped somebody and then you changed your mind, then I suggest that you are the one that needs to reach out to them. And again, we're now at that point of messaging. So however you look at it, you will at some stage, if you want to be romantic with somebody, you will at some stage be in a scenario where you are messaging them. You know, whether it's traditional texting or a messaging app, it doesn't really matter. If you are sending messages, then it's the same difference. And you need to have the goal in mind, which is long-term goal is relationship, and short-term goal is to meet up physically to have dates. Because as I said, you can't have a relationship on the phone. It's just not real. You know, you need to make sure you don't miss your opportunity, because if you waste too much time on texting, the other person is going to lose interest because they're going to want a real relationship. So if you're not going to meet them, then they'll meet somebody who does want to meet them. So how do we get to this stage? How do we use texting as a tool to set up dates? So my suggestion is, within 4 or 5 messages, 5 or 6 messages, you need to be starting to progress things. Now, of course, if this is an instance where it's the first time you've ever messaged, you know, maybe you've met somebody on an online dating platform, maybe very quickly you swap numbers and you're messaging a little bit, okay, yeah, it might be a few more than 4 or 5 messages. But, you know, if you know them from somewhere else, then you definitely don't want to be waiting around. And if it's via online dating, then yeah, okay, you're going to be speaking to them for a couple of days, no doubt, a few days, a few different sessions over a week, however it is. But once you've actually exchanged numbers, then again, you're kind of moving things along anyway from the online dating platform, and you don't want to be wasting too much time before you want to use that as a tool to set up dates. So within 4 or 5 messages, you want to be thinking of your next move. So that, in most instances, will actually be suggesting to meet. That is the ideal. However, if you feel that you're not quite getting the vibe off them, or if you're feeling that it's not going to be ideal at the moment, so maybe there is a bit of distance between you, maybe they are living somewhere else at the moment, or they're working away, then you've got other opportunities to actually increase the communication to a higher level. You know, you can enhance the communication. So the way you can do that is you can move from texting to phone calls to video calls to meet. So you're either going to be aiming to go straight from texting to meet, or through the different communication levels, texting, phone call, video call, meet. And as I said, if it's long distance, then that is the way you'll probably be wanting to go anyway. And even if it's not long distance, maybe if you've just not quite got the vibe off them, maybe you feel that would be the best way to go. I always suggest, if you've met via online dating, that you should definitely do it this way. You know, if you've met somebody at a class or a group, then of course you kind of already know them to some degree. So I don't necessarily suggest going through the lines of communication in that respect. But if it's online dating, I definitely suggest that you have a phone call and a video call before you actually meet them, because you get a much better feel for that person. And, you know, you really could have a scenario where you thought in messaging that they sounded very good for you. But then as soon as you hear them on the phone, as soon as you see them on video, you realise there's something not quite right. And especially with video, you can just double check. They look like their pictures. So if you're doing online dating, then I suggest you go through all of lines of communication. If you're long distance for whatever reason, maybe they're working away or something or whatnot, then again, go through those lines of communication. So make sure after 4 or 5 messages, you're saying, would you like a call sometime? And if they kind of say no, then you just message a little bit longer, and then you make your excuses and you go and you wait to hear from them again. And the next time you hear from them, you once again suggest the phone call after a few messages. And eventually they're either going to move on with the communication or they're going to drift away. But if they're going to drift away, then are they the correct person for you anyway? You know, you're just kind of uncovering situations that are showing that they're not right for you. So if you're going to go through the lines of communication, I say 4 or 5 messages, suggest the call. If they knock you back, then you a few more messages, then make your excuses and say goodbye. Wait to hear from them again and do it again. Let's say they do give you a call. Well, after a call, okay, maybe you want to have 2 calls, but I would say after 1 call, you suggest a video call. Exactly the same procedure. And then, you know, if you get to the video call and you have a video call and you're happy and they're happy, then you suggest to meet. So if you're going to do it straight away, so, you know, maybe they're your ex, or maybe you know them from a class or a group, so you know them kind of well in some respects, then yeah, just 4 or 5 messages and then put it out there. Do you want to meet? You know, and if you're going to suggest, do you want to meet sometime, then make sure you've got an idea, because they might say yes, and then, you know, you need to know where you're going to suggest, you know, a day, a time and a place. Because you don't want to be then put in a position where you seem like you don't know what your thoughts are. You know, you need to be somebody who's proactive on this. So always make sure that you've got that in mind, because if they call you out on it, you need to know what you're going to say. So if they then say to you, no, you know, I don't know about that, I'm not sure, then once again, what I suggest is then you send a few more messages, then you make your excuses and you say goodbye and you wait to hear from them again. Next time you hear from them, 4 or 5 messages, then say, would you like to meet? And if they're not you back, you do the exact same thing again. You just keep doing that, you know, forever. So eventually they will either meet you or they will drift away. And if they drift away, they was never right for you anyway. So please just remember that texting or messaging is a tool to set up dates. It is not the way to have a relationship. It is not a true relationship. And not only that, you will eventually be dumped, so to speak, even if you think you're having a relationship. You know, you will be dumped in the way that they will want to meet somebody. Okay, I can pretty much guarantee that. So even if you think you two are happy, just messaging every day in some type of kind of faux relationship, so to speak, eventually they will want to meet somebody in the flesh. And if it's not you, it will be somebody else. So you will lose them that way. So, you know, you can't just procrastinate on this. You can't just stagnate like this. Just remember that texting is not a relationship. Texting is a tool to set up dates.